This is KNKX. Seattle Mariners legend and Hall of Famer Ken Griffey Jr. has rejoined the team in a new role, part owner. That announcement came in a news conference this week, where Griffey got to mix it up a bit with KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. Art, you've known Ken Griffey Jr. throughout his 13-year playing career in Seattle. Why did he want to do this?
Well, he said he wanted to show that a kid from a small steel town in Pennsylvania could reach another pinnacle besides the game on the field. And I'm sure that's part of it. And I'm also sure it's the desire to stay relevant in baseball, because he has no interest in managing or coaching. I don't think he'd be an administrator. And since he's earned more than $150 million in salary and probably twice that in endorsements, why not? He can't spend all that money on the golf course.
Right. Well, how did this all come about?
The Mariners' majority owner, John Stanton, said Griffey had been joking about this for years before, in 2019, he got serious about it during the club's trip to Japan, where they bid Ichiro farewell in games in Tokyo. When one of the minority owners, who wasn't identified, decided to sell most of his shares for personal reasons, Griffey stepped up on July 1st when the club partners annually discuss buying or selling shares among one another.
So why do the owners want this?
Well, I think they all like Griffey and will certainly enjoy rounds of golf with him. But I think Mariners fans also may recall that ownership took a big hit in March publicly when it fired President Kevin Mather, a 25-year club employee, for remarks he made that went public that disparaged some of the players. The players were very upset, as were other baseball club owners, because Mather also spilled some business secrets in that little episode. So bringing to their side one of the most popular players in the game's history can't help but clean up a little of the owner's collective reputation.
Well, fans may be wondering what this might mean for the team in the short term, like maybe next season.
Well, it's hard to say because Griffey didn't say exactly what his role was going to be. I did try to get him to smile a little bit during the press conference when I asked him a question back from his playing days. I said, so what are you going to do when a young Mariner superstar comes up to you and says, hey, we're hitting the ball real well, but where's my pitching? That's a reference to an episode famous in his playing days when Griffey got fed up with the Mariners losing and wanted to know why they couldn't have more pitchers. And Griffey responded with,
only you would ask me that question. See, I haven't got there yet, so I can't really answer that. I'll let you know like next October.
Griffey owned the team back then, and now it's a formal thing. He's got a part of the club. So I'm sure he's going to have some role engaging in players, and I think part of it is going to be giving the players' perspective to owners who otherwise were oblivious to that previously.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.